Bless His holy name. Have your Bible turned with us this morning. The 33rd Psalm. The 33rd Psalm. I want to begin reading this morning at verse 18. Amen. 33rd Psalm, verse 18. I like the way it starts out right here. He says, behold. He says, pay attention. So I want to tell you something, praise God, that'll help your heart. So I want to show you something that'll lift you up and encourage you, praise God, if you're discouraged. He says, I want to give you something, praise God, that'll stir you in the depths of your soul if you'll just listen. Amen. That's what God's saying to us right here this morning. Behold. He said, the eye of the Lord is upon thee, them that fear Him, upon them that hope in His mercy, to deliver their soul from death and keep them alive in famine. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our hearts shall rejoice in Him because we have trusted in His holy name. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us according as we hope in thee. Amen. Praise the Lord. It says, behold, I, the Lord, is upon them that fear Him. Have you ever think about how God's watching over you this morning? Did you ever think, praise God, that He's a great, I mean the great creator, sustainer, the God of glory, praise God. He's got His eye on you. Amen. He's a watching over you. He has to, because He's the shepherd of our soul. If you've been born again, praise God, you've got a great high shepherd, praise God, that's concerned about you. And the Bible says here that He's a watching, all those that fear Him, praise God, said He's a watching over them. Amen. That means He's vigilant about you. That means He's vigilant about your need, knows where you're at, knows what you need, and knows how to meet that need. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's there, praise God. He said, upon them that hope in His mercy. Where's our, you see, what we have to do, realize today, is where our hope is. Amen. Where is our hope? Where's your hope this morning? I hope it ain't in the Pope, because he'll let you down. I hope it ain't in our president. I hope it ain't in our government. I hope it ain't in other people, because they'll let you down. But praise God, if our hope is in the Lord, praise God, I'm going to say this morning, He'll never let you down. Amen. You can we can trust the Lord today. We can't trust nothing else. We can't count on nothing else. Amen. There's a lot of folks today say, well, I'm going to be all right because I got a great big bank account and I can cover it all. I want to say you better be careful, because they're saying the government's going to go in there and pluck that out, and they're going to decide that you don't really need that much. Huh? And so there's a day coming, praise God, you may go to get you some, say, oh, you'll go get you some groceries, and you may not have no money. Amen? Right. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying we better be careful where we put our hope today. Amen. Amen. We better be careful who we're trusting in today. If we ain't very careful, we're going to be disappointed in the days ahead. But if we put our trust in the Lord, know that the God's are watching over us. Amen. He said He'd not see the righteous forsaken, nor His seed begging bread. Amen. So I'm a trusting Him, praise God. I've got enough sense, praise the Lord, to stick back a little bit. Amen. Try to prepare for a rainy day. Consider the anxious sluggard. Amen. Amen. Got a few things in the cupboard, praise God. Some stuff in the freezer, amen, to get me by for a little while. But I'm not trusting in that, praise God. Jesse, I'm trusting in the Lord. Amen. I realize, praise God, they made a bad day, that all that'll run out. But praise God, I want to say on the power and authority of God, He'll never run out. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 He owns the cattle of 1,000 hills, praise God, and the hills they roam on. Amen. Everything this world has, it's His. Amen. Praise the Lord. But He said to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. So, hey, listen, if you're a child of God today, you don't have to worry about dying no more. Amen. Are you hearing? You young people, listen to me. If you're saved, praise God, you don't have to worry about dying no more. You don't have to worry about the boogeyman no more. Amen. Because you don't belong to either one of them. Death has no right to you, praise God. The boogeyman has no right to you, praise God. You belong to a God and a Savior. A risen God, a risen Savior today, praise the Lord. Amen. You become a special, unique person in the eyes of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Don't have to worry about the famine that might come. Praise the Lord. He said, thou deliver thy soul from death and keep them from alive in famine. Amen. When the famines are coming. See, we have that so many times in the Word of God. And, but the devil will come along. He'll say, well, you know, I don't know. Boy, if things get bad, I don't know what I'll do. Huh? That's just old flesh, isn't it? It's old flesh. Well, boy, if it gets bad, boy, I don't know what I'll do. I tell you, when it gets bad, you know what I'll do? Praise God, I'm going to trust Him for what He'll do. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Bless His holy name. Now look at verse 20. This is my text. I'm going to preach on for just a minute this morning. It's got to be our help. Bible says, verse 20, our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is, now listen to this, our help and our shield. Amen. Who is the Lord this morning? He's our help and our shield. I want to preach just a little while this morning. If God will be my help on waiting for help. Waiting for help. Amen. Hey, praise the Lord. Sometimes we get discouraged. We think, you know, this thing getting worse and worse. And the Bible says it will. We was talking this morning, some folks was coming in, and our ailments and our afflictions in the flesh and our lack of strength, if you will. And said, well, you know, we just wait, kind of waiting on it to get better. And I said, I hate to tell you, but the Bible said it's going to wax worse and worse. And in the end, amen. Oh, me. Don't sound like it's getting no better. I ain't looking for it to get no better. As a brother John Fry said one time, he said, I figured this thing out. He said, why they call it the golden years? He said, it takes all your gold just to survive. Amen. To pay off the doctors. Amen. And the physicians and the specialists and all these other, praise God, just to keep going. Praise the Lord. But I will say, we can keep going for God this morning. Bless His holy name. We just need to have some direction. And He gives us some direction here, praise God, when He says that we can wait on the Lord. Amen. That means that's where we begin to build our life upon Him. Let me just give you about four things this morning, praise God, that'll help us wait for help while we're waiting for help. Amen. While we're waiting for help. You know, help's on the way. Amen. When we're trusting in the Lord, praise God, help is on the way. We just have to expect it. That's what hope is. That's faith with expectation. Just waiting, expecting till God takes care of things. There's a lot of folks here this morning. We've got lost loved ones. Amen. But we're waiting, praise God, in hope, expecting until they get saved. Amen. You say, well, preacher, they may not get in. Well, that ain't much faith. Praise God, I've got faith to believe they're all going to get in. Amen. God's going to save them by His marvelous grace. How's He going to do it? He's going to use me and you. Amen. He said, we're waiting for help. He said, we're waiting for the Lord. Amen. And while we're waiting, he said, the Bible teaches that waiting brings strength from God. In Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, the Bible says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Amen. He said, those that wait for God, those that trust God, those that's waiting on Him, praise God, that's expecting something from God, praise God, day by day, we just keep getting stronger. Amen. You say, well, preacher, you said that these old bodies is frail and we're getting weaker and weaker. Our bodies is. But our soul and our spirit, praise God, when it's rooted and grounded in Lord Jesus Christ, it just gets stronger and stronger day by day. Till that glorious day when God just takes us out of here to be with Him. That strength, praise God, that comes from the throne of grace while we're waiting on the Lord. That strength that He gives us, praise God. We can't muster it up. Amen. We can't go out and hunt it. We can't find it. We can't work it up. But praise God, that strength that comes from the throne of grace to God's children today. Amen. That strength that'll help us. Praise the Lord. We need strength. There's a lot of God's people today that lack strength. Amen. We need strength, and our strength has to come from the Lord. Amen. That's where we're going to have to be strengthened. We're going to have to strengthen ourselves in the Lord. Praise God. He's going to have to give it so that we can be courageous in this walk. Amen. so that we can be encouragers to somebody else along the journey. Amen. So that in our life, praise God, Brother Jeff, we can be a blessing to someone else. Amen. So that they can see, praise God, Christ in us, that hope of glory. That they might be excited and realize, praise God, there is some hope. Amen. There is hope in the Lord. Amen. So what, when we get strength from God, when God begins strength, we begin to realize that He begins to use us. Amen. He begins to use our time and our talents and our abilities. Amen. He begins to strengthen us, praise God. And when God begins to use us and we wait, we trust on the Lord, praise God, He begins to give us strength, praise God, that we never realized we had. And we look up one day and we realize that we just old weak vessels, but we look up one day and we say, praise God, how did I make it through that? Well, I never, hey, that blindsided me. I never thought I'd make it through something like that. But here I am.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
And what is that strength from God, praise God? Believing and trusting Him,
that's
Lord.
Right.
Lord God, realizing, praise God, He is that strength. When we need strengthening. He's that comes alongside us, praise God. And when we get so weak, we can't go, praise the Lord. He picks us up and carries us. That's why sometimes there's just one set of footprints in the sand. Amen. When God Almighty just scoops us up in His loving arm, praise God, and carries us for a while. Amen. Bible says here that He said them wait on the Lord, said He is our help and our shield. Amen. He gives us that strength, praise God. Comes alongside. What do we do? We begin to trust in Him. Amen. We wait on Him, trusting in Him, relying on Him for that needed strength that He gives. That strength that He brings to us. Amen. The psalmist advised this in Psalms 27, verse 14. He said, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. And now listen to this. He said, wait on the Lord and be of good courage. He said, take courage. Amen. Encourage, be encouraged. And He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. You know what's wrong with most of us today? Most Christians today? Our heart's weak. Amen. Your heart, the man's heart is the seat of desires and his affections, his goals, his ambitions. All that comes from the heart. But what's wrong with us today, praise God, is our heart is not strong for the Lord. Amen? We need a strong heart for the Lord. Amen? We need a strong heart for, in other words, it means getting it out of your head, praise God, and getting your heart, realizing who He is and the ability He has in our lives. The ability to do things for us, praise God, that we can't do. Amen. To realize our weaknesses. It's hard for men to do, especially men. It's hard for us fellas to realize that we got weaknesses. That we need help. Amen. We go out and we frail and we beat and we bang and we try to accomplish. And then when it's all said and done, your wife looks at you, the son, or your mother, she says, why don't you read the instructions? Amen. Amen. You know, you wouldn't know what I'm talking about. Well, what are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying, sometimes we need, praise God, we just need to read the instructions. Amen. He gives us the strength, praise God, to overcome, to help, and to be a help to somebody else. When we take the instructions, amen, we get that strength, praise God, from God. He begins to strengthen us, praise the Lord, with His Word, His strength. His power becomes a part of us, becomes who we are. Amen. What do you say? I'm saying, praise God, we can become invincible. Amen. When it comes to the flesh and the world and the things that needs the flesh, praise God, we can become invincible. When we begin to trust on the Lord, get that strength, praise God. Wait on the strength that comes from God, amen, that He can give us. But He said, be of good courage. So we have to have courage to step out on faith, to believe and trust God can. To trust that He wants to. And strengthen our hearts. He said, He shall strengthen thine heart. We need our hearts strong for God. Amen. They was talking the other day about one of the countries, maybe in China or somewhere, they got a group of children. I believe Brother Mike was telling us about it the other night, it's Wednesday night in the prayer room. And I think it was like a group of children, I don't know how many, that they was 15 years old and younger. And they told them, deny their faith, to deny the Lord Jesus Christ, or die. Amen. I'm talking about 15-year-old kids and younger. But you know what they did? They died. Amen. They would not deny the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. They said, you know what? We love the Lord. The Lord loves us. And they died. They gave their lives. How did they do that? Praise God. They were strengthened in the Lord. They had God in their heart. Praise God. And their heart was strong for the Lord. Amen. What we need today, praise God, we need a strong heart for the Lord. That strength that comes from Him. He said, wait, I say on the Lord. For our strength. Amen. The strength that we need. Not only do we need strength, but waiting brings serenity from the Lord. That serenity. That peace that passes understanding. Amen. Whenever you, it's a dark hour, praise God, and you don't understand, but all of a sudden there's just a calm comes in the storm. You ever had those? Seemed like the waves was lapping over into your boat and your boat was filling up. Amen. And you've, and Brother Andrew, you've been a bailing just as hard as you can bail, but it seems like the water's coming in faster than you can bail, and your ship's sinking. Amen. But you look up the glory and you say, Lord, we've got a problem. Lord, we got a problem here. We got an issue. Need you to help me with. Amen. And then there's a calm, praise God, he says, peace be still. And all of a sudden, praise the Lord, the water's still coming in, the thing's still, praise, it's still overflowing. But praise God, all of a sudden, you're sitting there on that seat, on that boat, and praise the Lord, the water's still flashing in, but glory be God, all of a sudden, there's a peace. You say, you know what? Water may be coming in, but praise God, I ain't going down. Amen. I ain't going to sink, praise God, because God's with me. Amen. Praise the Lord. That peace that passes understanding, that serenity from the Lord, praise God. As he moves on the scene. Psalms 37:7, the Bible says, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. I like this next part. It says, fret not thyself. Amen. He said, rest in the Lord, praise God. Amen. He said, in other words, he says, hey, just trust in him. Realize, praise God, what he's going to do. Amen. Well, with expectation, believing, glory be God, that he's on your side. Bible says we have an advocate with the Father. Amen. And that advocate is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. What does that mean today? Praise God. That means He's on our side. And the Bible says, if He be for us, who can be against us? Amen. That even goes way beyond us. Amen. If God's for you, Brother Jeff, who can be against you? Amen. Nobody. Praise God. He said, God put you in His hand, praise God, you're covered by the blood, Lord God. And He said, there's no man can pluck you out of the Father's hand. Amen. Signed, sealed, delivered, praise God. It don't get no better than that. Why? Because that's that serenity, that's that peace, that's that rest, that's that hope, praise God, that we have in the Lord. Amen. Not only do we get strength, praise God, but we get that rest that comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. When we're living in this world we live in is noisy. There's a lot of racket taking place around us, isn't it? I mean, just everywhere you look, it's just a chaos. Amen. You know what I'm talking about. Ain't none of us, praise God, that can separate ourselves from it. It's all around us, just chaos and noise and loudness. Amen. I tell you, we're in a mess. They got this country's about to be torn apart. Amen. And they're riding in the streets, a bunch of hooligans. Don't want to do nothing but use this as a convenient way to tear up and destroy, to rob and steal and pillage. Amen. And you got people saying, well, it's okay to do that. Where's it okay to do that? Amen. They say, well, we need justice. You better not ever ask for justice, praise God. We need the mercy of God upon our land. We need God to touch our hearts, amen, with the mercy of a holy God to help us to realize the error and the sin of our ways. Amen. Put our feet back upon that solid path. You know what's happened? We've got in place and we have no respect for nobody. Disrespect is rampant in this world. Listen to me, you young people, look at me just a minute. Every one of you young people, look at me. You're supposed to respect your mother and your father. Amen. You're supposed to respect them. You're supposed to say yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am. When they ask you to do something, praise God, you're supposed to do it. No questions asked. Amen. Amen. You say, well, preacher, why? Because they're your authority in the eyes of God. Amen. When a policeman comes to you and says, sit down over there and be quiet just a minute, what are you supposed to do? You sit down over there and you be quiet for a minute. Their authority, praise God, that the government has put over us. Amen? That's the way it's supposed to be. We don't buck against the authority. You say, well, preacher, I don't always agree with it. Well, you may not. But it's still the authority. It's the law of the land. The Bible says we obey the laws of the land. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, you may say, preacher, I don't like that. That's all right. That's why God called me to preach, not you. You wouldn't tell the truth. Amen. Praise the Lord. We got to have some authority in our lives. We got to have some authority figures. We think some mamas and daddies. You know what's wrong with America today? We don't have no fathers in the home no more. Amen. We got. You say, well, preacher, there's some daddies there. There's some people that's father's children. But they are not fathers. They're not daddies. Amen. They don't come along and take responsibility for little Junior and for little Sally, praise God, to raise them and show them what the love of God and what's right. And do it with honor and good respect. Amen. So that they can grow up and say, you know what? I respect my daddy. I respect my mama. I love them, praise God, because they taught me right. There's not a person in this church this morning. Now listen to me. There's not a person in this church this morning. You won't look back at your life. If your mom and daddy corrected you and they made you do right, you will not. There's not a person here to not look back and say, thank you, mama. Thank you, daddy, for teaching me right. Amen. I thank God for my mom and my daddy. Praise. Thank God for my little old mother that take a keen hickory switch, praise God, and wire me out when I needed it. Amen. I needed it more than I got. But praise God, I got it when I needed it. When she thought so, praise God, she didn't spare a rod. Amen. Amen. And I respected that. I respected that authority. And when I got growed up, amen, I got out in the world, praise God, I realized there was some authority out there that I had to listen to. Amen. My daddy told me, he said, listen, son, you get out there and you get in a mess and you get in trouble with the law, don't you call me. He said, you got into it, you'll have to get out of it. Amen. He said, and the way to not get into it is don't get into it. Amen. Do what's right. Amen. And respect. He taught me that. Praise God, it set home. I'll never forget it, praise God. There's been a time or two that I've been grabbed up and wrestled around and thrown here and thrown there and thrown in the back of a patrol car one time. I thought, oh, God, help me. Amen. You know how you do. You don't think about God. You don't think about the help you need till you get in trouble. Amen. They grab you up and throw you in the back of a patrol car. And then you say, oh, Lord, here I am. And Lord ought to be like daddy. You ought to say, I didn't put you in there. Amen. But praise God, mercy, instead of justice, praise God, mercy come along, that officer come out. And he said, I ought to haul you to town. I ought to lock you up. I said, yes, sir. That's what I told him. I said, yes, sir, you should. But he said, I'm going to give you another chance. Amen. Lord God. He said, I'm going to give you another chance. But if I have to come out here again and get you, I'll take you in. I said, sir, if you'll give me another chance, you won't have to worry about me. Amen. And you know what, Brother Jeff? He never had to worry about me no more. Amen. Amen. Praise God. God used Adam as a lesson in my life. Praise God to authority. Praise the Lord. And that you can do right. Praise God. And God will help you. Amen. I can have that peace in my heart that passes understanding. Amen. That serenity, praise God. That strength that God gives you so that you have the serenity of peace. Praise God. It passes all understanding. How do you get by trusting in Him? It's that trust we have in Him. Amen. Realizing it, even though we're living in a noisy world, praise God. That world doesn't have control of us. Amen. We control our own destinies. Amen. With the help of God, by being mindful of ourselves. We're living a day and hour, praise God, when people say, well, you know, I don't have to take responsibility for me. If you don't, who does? Amen. Every one of us this morning, praise God, are responsible for ourselves. And every one of us one day will stand and give an account before God for everything we ever done. Amen. These people told me and Brother Bill. Said, you know, my mom, she is a good godly woman. My mom, grandma, Oh, she's a God. She loved the Lord, gave to the church, preacher. Yes, she did, Lord. What a blessing that was. But what about you? Amen. You can't get in on what mama does. You can't get in on what grandma does. Praise God, if you want that peace of God that prices understanding, you got to get in by yourself with the help of the Lord. Amen. We got to come by the blood of the cross. Amen. When you come through the blood of the cross, praise God, you come with your sin forgiven, glory to God. New start, a new attitude, and a new life. Amen. When we come quiet before God, that's where you come before Him. You say, oh God, help me. Amen. Oh God, help me. The psalmist said, Psalm 46:10, he said, be still and know that I am God. Amen. That's the way I felt that night in that back of that patrol car. So, oh God, Lord, I know You're there. Lord, I need Your help. Oh, I need You right now. Amen. He come through for me. And it didn't have to. Amen. He'd still be, hey, if He hadn't, Brother Andrew, He'd still been just as much God. Amen. If He hadn't touched in my life, Brother Jenny, He'd still been God. But praise God, He come by and He touched one more time. Help me one more time. I was waiting on Him and He come by and He helped me. Amen. How many times have you been waiting on Him and He just come by and He helped you? Amen. Help You, give You strength. Help You, give You that serenity, that peace that passes understanding. But what about the stability in your life? God offers you stability. He brings stability from God. In Psalms 41 and 2, the Bible says this. He said, I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. Amen. Boy, what a blessing. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay. Now listen to this. And He set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. Amen. He said He brought me up. He established the stability that we have from God. It's in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He brings you up and He brings you out, like I said Wednesday night, that He might bring you in, praise God. To deliver us, praise God, into the presence of a living God. Amen. Praise the Lord. It don't get no better than that. But you know what's wrong? The Christians today, we lack that stability in our life. Amen. We're not grounded and rooted on something that's firm. We're building on shifting sand. If we ain't very careful, brother, we're building on the thoughts and attitudes and things of men. Amen. If we ain't very careful, we'll get caught up. Well, what would that brother think? What will Brother Bill think about that? Amen. What would Brother Rex think about that? Amen. Well, I value their opinion. But pray God, what I want to know is, what does God think about it? Amen. What does God think about the way I live, the way I act, the way I react, pray, the way I function in society? Amen. But if we could get back to that thing, glory to God, we not only would realize the authority, praise God, of God and men, but praise God, we'd realize that there's a God of glory, amen, that's there to manifest Himself in the lives of men. Amen. We begin to see change. You know what's going to take to get America back? You say, well, preacher, we went too far. No, we ain't. But if men and women, praise God, would turn their life submissively over to God, praise God, God can draw this country back with a mighty hand. Amen. You say, preacher, I don't know. Hey, listen to me. Bible said his arm's not got any weaker. It's still just as strong, praise God, as it's always been. Amen. He can still reach out and grab old sinners, praise God, and bring them in. Amen. How do you know? Because we see it all the time. I know He can because He saved me, praise God. Reach down in the muck and the mire, praise God. Put my feet upon a solid rock. Amen. I'm building upon something that's firm. Praise the Lord. Stable, praise God. Amen. That God's Word's what brings that stability in our lives. It establishes us in the faith. 1 Peter chapter 5. In verse 10, the Bible says, But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while. You mean we got to suffer a little bit? Yeah. After ye have suffered a while. Now listen to this. Make you perfect, Amen. That means Brother Bill, he's adjusting us and tweaking us. Amen. It's like we're a fine piece of machinery, praise God, and God's adjusting on us constantly. He's fine-tuning, He's tweaking us into perfection. Amen. Kind of like that old grandfather clock I got that goes back and forth. And that thing's pretty precise, and you got to be careful. The other day, the time changed. Amen. Fall back in the fall. Well, it was an hour late, and that thing was chiming. It was an hour off. And it got to aggravate me. I was sitting there in the living room the other day reading the Bible, and that thing was giving me false readings. So I got it, and I thought, well, I'll get that thing and I'll change it. I'll adjust it. Amen. So I got it and opened it up and I adjusted that thing. You can't do that if you don't know what you're doing. Amen. I got that thing out of whack. And I just thought, well, all I got to do is back it up an hour. But see, that thing is in sync by the hour. And it would pawn by the hour. And when I backed it up an hour, pray God, I didn't only have it off an hour, I had it off for half a day. Amen. My wife come home, that thing was making all kind of rackets at all kind of times. And I didn't want to tell her the truth. What happened? You know how that is. You got to cover things up. That can cover up when you mess up. Amen? She said, what in the world's the matter with that clock? It's gone crazy. I said, honey, that thing. I just have to tell you. I said, I adjusted it. She said, what'd you do to it? I said, I backed it up. She said, oh, no. She said, you can't do that. She spent the next 3 days. Amen? Getting there, adjusting, tweaking that thing to get it back on time. Amen. See, that's what God does, but He's patient that way. Amen. He's patient with us. Praise God. He's there to perfect us. He's there to adjust us, to establish us. Amen. Can you imagine a God of glory that loves us enough to constantly tweak on us? Amen. I just throw them in scrapyard, praise God. Sometimes some of us it'd be easier to just start over. Amen. A lot of us need more tweaking than others. But God don't ever throw us away. He don't ever cast away. He just keeps twisting. He just keeps adjusting. He just keeps perfecting. Amen. Establishing us, praise God, in the Word of God, in the things of God. He said, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you, praise God. Bring you a place where you're settled. Amen. What a God. What kind of God do you know would do that? A true and a living God. Amen. It's not only bringing strength and serenity and that stability. But waiting on God is submission, brings submission to God. Amen? You remember the Lord Jesus Christ when He was in the most excruciating time of His life? Lord Jesus Christ, when He went to the garden and He began to pray. He prayed, said, oh Lord, if it can pass from me. Oh Lord, if this cup. In Luke chapter 22, verse 41, and the Bible said, and he, kneeling down and prayed. And this is what he said. He said, nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Amen? He said, Lord, not my will, but thine be done. What waiting on the Lord brings submission to the Lord. It brings us to a place of submission where we can come before Him with a humble heart and say, Lord, I need to yield myself to You. When we come with yieldingness unto Him, amen. Who do we yield to? We yield to the Heavenly Father. Amen. The one that's doing the tweaking. Amen. When we yield to the one that's doing the tweaking, praise God, it makes it easier on us and easier on Him. Amen. Because then He can dial us in and we're not putting up a resistance. Amen. If you ain't careful, praise God, the Lord's trying, brother, He's trying to dial us in. And we're putting up a resist. He said we're supposed to resist. But He said we're supposed to submit ourselves to God and resist the devil. Amen. He said we're supposed to submit ourselves to God and resist the flesh. Amen. And said then that mess will flee from us. But He said when we're subject, submissive, waiting on the Lord brings us to a place of submission where we submit ourselves to Him so He can adjust us, tweak us in, dial us in, praise God, where we're running fine. Amen. Every time I think about that, Brother Mike, I think about one of them old Poppin' Johns. Amen. Them things, I mean, the harder they pull, them old Prophet John Deere tractors, and the harder they pull, the slower they get. To poom. Boy, when they get to really pulling, praise God, they get down and you think they ain't even going to hit another lick. But then about the time you think they're dead, they're quit, they ain't going to go, they go, ta-poom. And boy, they just keep pumping on. Ta-poom. Ka-poom. And boy, they just, that power, that every stroke, that power's there. See, that's what God's doing, praise God. When we wait on the Lord and we submit to Him, praise God, He just keeps pumping that power. Amen. And the world says, hey, look, they quit. We've got them now. That's what they thought about Jesus. They said, look, we've got Him now. Praise God, He's done. But ka-poom. 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 Jesus just kept pumping there in the garden. Praise God. He said, Father, not my will. Ka-poom. But thine. Ka-poom. Be done. Praise the Lord. And He just kept pumping. And He just kept. That's what God tells us to do. Praise God. Just keep pumping for God. Keep that strength. Keep that surrender. Keep that stability. Keep that submission to God. Praise God. And just keep it going. Amen. Praise the Lord. There's nowhere to quit. He said, while you're waiting on God, waiting for help, praise God, just realize, praise God, there's going to be another pump. And God's just going to keep working. God's promised He would never quit on us. Amen. God's promised He would never quit on, no matter how far it may seem between those pumps, between that next stroke, God said, you just wait and trust me. He said, it's coming. And he said, well, but I like it whenever it's one of them real big long strokes, slow ones, praise God, when that thing fires the next time, boy, it fires with power. And next thing you know, praise God, there's something overflows in your soul. Praise God, you've been waiting on God, you've been desiring help, you've been looking for help, you've been expecting help, and there it is. God done delivered one more time. Mighty hand of God. Amen. Waiting for help. He said, waiting on the Lord. He said, our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. Not only is He the help that gives us the help, but praise God, He puts barriers around us to protect us from the enemy. Amen? That's what, while we're waiting on Him, praise God, He does these things for us. What do we have to do? When we surrender to Him. Amen? When we surrender to Him. When we begin to realize it, praise God, He is all these things to us. Amen? To all the things that we need in this life to give us the encouragement, to help, the hope, and get us through to the next one. Amen. That better one. Praise the Lord. As we was out here on the hill the other day, yesterday, doing the funeral, and I thought, you know what? As I seen those folks, I know these folks there was lost, no doubt, with probably 50 or more people. They was folks there that was lost. These folks there that was deceived. And I thought as we planted that brother out there in that hole, I said, you know, this hope chest, we put him in this hope chest and we put it in the ground looking for that glorious day, the resurrection, when he'll come out. Body, soul, and spirit be gathered together one more time forever to be with the Lord. I said, boy, what a blessing. I thought to myself, boy, glory to God, one of these days. And then they done a military, the military thing. They folded the flag and then they presented it and then they went over there and they played taps on that trumpet. And Brother Bill, I thought, glory to God. I don't care how many times you hear that. Boy, that still touch your heart every time. Every time they play those taps. And as they played those taps on, I thought, glory to God. One of these days, Brother Bill, there'll be a trumpet. We'll hear it. Yes. Amen. We'll hear it, praise God, and we're going to go out of here to be with the Lord. What a glorious day that's going to be when that last trumpet sounds. Praise the Lord. I'm going to be ready. Praise God. Why? Because I've got strength. I've got serenity in my heart, that peace that passes understanding. I've got stabilities from the Lord because I've submitted unto Him. I've gave Him my life. Amen. What about you today? Do you have all these things in your life? Are you confident in the Lord Jesus Christ? Amen. Do you have the physical ability that you've just decided to just give yourself to the Lord? Or maybe you've got some mental holding back just a little bit mentally, thinking, well, you know, maybe if I just can do a little bit myself, we can't do it. Amen. We just have to submit ourselves to the Lord, physically, mentally. What about spiritually? Do you have any spiritual needs today? Spiritual needs that need to be met? All these things we covered this morning, all these things God said He'd take care of while we're waiting for His help. He'll help us physically. Amen. Got any ailments? Got any ailments you need taken care of? Amen. Got any mental issues? Anguish of mind? Amen. Oh, me. There's not one of us here that don't, our mind don't give us a fit. Amen. I'm just honest. Our mind is our worst enemy. It gives us a fit. It tries to discourage us. It tries to, it never wants to encourage us. Amen. But we can come to the Lord and we say, Lord, you know, I need to focus myself on you. If I need physical help, I need mental help. But Lord, most of all, I need spiritual help this morning. I need you to touch me in every aspect of my life. Right here today. What about you this morning?